Well, it's the story that has everybody talking this morning. West Indian cricketer Chris Gayle is under fire over comments he made to Channel 10 sports presenter Mel McLaughlin during last night's Big Bash game. After helping the Melbourne Renegades to victory over the Hobart Hurricanes, the former West Indies skipper walked from Belrive Oval after being dismissed and was interviewed live by Mel on the sideline. Officials from Cricket Australia and the Melbourne Renegades are set to grill Gayle about his comments, and there are reports that Channel 10 will strip its microphone off Gayle for the rest of the Big Bash League season and seek an apology. Opinion has been divided on social media, with many describing the comments as disrespectful, others saying it was a joke and people should settle down. Well, David Barham is Network 10 sports executive who oversees Channel 10's Big Bash coverage, and he's on the line. Good morning, David.
Hi, Ange. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Well, were the comments acceptable?
Not in my view, no. I don't think they're acceptable. I think they're out of line.
I have to say, I thought Mel handled it so professionally. She just ploughed on, asked the next question. Did you speak with her after the incident? How does she feel?
Yeah, no, I did. I spoke to her afterwards because I wanted to make sure she was okay and stuff. And I think she did a fantastic job. She's a very professional journalist, host, you know, presenter. So, no, she did a really good job because she was put in a really hard position. Like, what could she say? What could she possibly say? It's not something you'd be expecting to be having said to you when you're interviewing a sportsman about innings in a Big Bash cricket game. So, she was, I think she's probably disillusioned a bit. Probably a bit angry, but look, she's a really professional person, and we talked about it and she just got on with it and we got on with the rest of the game.
Well, the look on her face said it all, Dave, and I think what she was doing there was professional because she let Chris Gayle down very gently and showed him the respect that he should have shown her, and that's why she handled it extremely well. What about some of the comments on social media, though, that it was a joke? I made the comment earlier that if a woman and man in that situation know each other well and they're both in on it, that thing might be deemed respectable, even though it still sends a bad message to others. This didn't look like that because the expression on Mel's face pretty much said it all. That took her by surprise.
Oh, for sure. I don't think she even knows Chris Gayle. So yeah. I doubt she's even met him. So, and as you say, look, you know, friends mucking around, all that sort of stuff, that's probably different, I suppose. But any time you're on national TV with a microphone broadcasting to 800,000 or 900,000 people, I would have thought you've got to err on the side of caution and probably think about what you're going to say. And look like he thought about what he was going to say, but and I think that's the most disappointing thing. That was seen by a lot of people, and I think it's good for anyone.
It's going to be seen by a lot more people. If this doesn't go around the world by the end of the day, I'll be very, very surprised, Dave. Has Channel 10 spoken to Chris Gayle about this?
No, I haven't spoken to Chris Gayle. I've spoken to Cricket Australia and I've spoken to the Renegades. And look, I think they're disappointed as well. I don't think anyone's terribly happy with what's gone on. We've had the most amazing Big Bash tournament ever. So we've had just, you know, one positive, fantastic thing after another for the last 17 or 18 matches or whatever it is. So it is a bit of a downer for everybody because we're really enjoying what we're doing. And so is Mel, so is everyone. So, you know, I think everyone's pretty disappointed.
Well, in one sense, Dave, but when you look at it, Mel came out smelling like roses because, as we said, she handled herself extremely well. The coverage is no less for it because it's still the great coverage it is. The game's still great. The only person who looks like a dill is Chris Gayle. And so I don't know. I don't think it's going to be too bad publicity for you in the long term.
Yeah, I'm taking the view, Billy, that you might be right. But, look, it's hard for Mel. And I think that's the bit that, you know, I'm pretty close to all the people that work at Channel 10. I'm close to Mel, and I feel sorry for her that someone did that. You know, it's hard for her to deal with, I think, and it's just something she shouldn't have to deal with.
Yeah.
That's the part that I don't like. It's just not something she should have to even be dealing with. And, you know, probably people are going to ask about it for the next month. You know, she's got a month of this running around now, so she doesn't want to do that. She wants to talk about the cricket and, you know, soccer for 23 hours a day like she does. So,
yeah, fair enough.
You know, that's a bit disappointing, so I'm a bit disappointed with that, but you know, I think Chris Gayle's got to apologise at some point.
I think you're absolutely right. He needs to apologise. Dave, you've been involved in sport for all the years you have. Have you ever seen a situation where the roles were reversed, where a female sports star has made some sort of comment like that to a bloke interviewing them on the sideline?
No, but I've never seen a sports star do it ever. Never seen a sports star. So, you know, for a guy who's supposed to be super cool, it was very uncool.
I must admit, Dave. Yeah, I must admit, you and I have worked together on a lot of events, Dave, and I actually agree.
Can you ever remember it, Billy?
No, I don't. And look, I think there have been incidents overseas. We've all seen them pop up on social media, you know, in the United States or maybe Europe. But with very privileged, you know, high paid athletes who don't have a brain. But to be honest, in all the years we've covered this event, I think Ange's the propensity for it to happen in the entertainment industry is probably more than in sport. I'm only guessing there, but generally, our male athletes do generally conduct themselves pretty well. I suppose that should be said.
Yeah, and look, we should be trying to keep this in perspective as well. Like, I'm not, no one's wanting to make this bigger than what it is or anything like that, or trying to make a capital offence out of it. But at the end of the day, it's about respect, and it's about having respect for people doing their job. And, you know, that's all it is to me. It's about having respect for someone who's standing out there trying their best, doing their job, trying to bring the best coverage they can to the people at home. And I think they deserve to be treated with respect.
Good word.
I agree with you entirely, Dave. Mel is one of the best in the business. She's just a joy to watch. And I agree with you. She'll be asked about this till kingdom come now, and she doesn't deserve to be. She deserves to be asked about the fact that she does a great job at her job. So hopefully he does apologise, and then the whole situation can be put to bed. David Barham from Network 10, thank you very much for your time today.
No worries.
And the big bash has just been so, and I must at this point declare I do work for Network 10. I am their entertainment reporter. But, you know, that aside, you can't ignore the fact that the big bash has been such a huge success, such an amazing game this season in particular. And as he says, you know, for Mel to have to put up with questions about this, which she will.
Well, that, I must admit, that's something I did overlook. And look, I still stick to what I'm saying. Cynically, it's great publicity for the event, and Mel will come out looking better for it. But as you both pointed out, she will have to deal with people annoying her about this for a while, and that she shouldn't have to go through. Dave's choice of the word respect was a very good one. There's just too little of it.